Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Catholic Singles. Every day, hundreds of Catholic singles join CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love. Breadbox Media listeners get 20% off by using the promo code BREADBOX when they register. Come be our next success story at CatholicSingles.com. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friend, the neighbor of Carmelite, the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from the Bronx here in New York City. Today I want to talk to them about almsgiving. Almsgiving, yep, that is right. Well, this episode is going out on Ash Wednesday, and one of the things we are told about on Ash Wednesday is the necessity of almsgiving as part of the Lenten practices. We have prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And, you know, many parishes probably embrace the rice bowl from CRS or some other derivation of that for some other organization or group within the church or their local community, etc. And these are wonderful, great, beautiful, and important practices. But they can lose that necessary luster in relationship to our lives of faith. What do I mean by that? Well, it becomes routine, it can become monotonous, and we can begin to lose the insights that come about from almsgiving in relationship to how we grow in our love for Jesus Christ, our love for neighbor, and our love for ourselves. So what can we do? Well, embrace those kind of practices. I encourage those kind of practices. But also, you know, if you have children in the house, or if you're newly married, or, you know, if you are an elder couple, or if you're by yourself, you know, put your money, you know, maybe your change and et cetera, in a bowl. And then at the end of each day, maybe before bed, you know, pray over the money and say, Lord, you know, whoever receives this, please bless them in their lives. Send your money away into the CRS rice bowl or whatever it is with a prayerful blessing, asking the Lord to care for those who receive these few cents, but who could have their world totally changed through the gift of this money within their lives. So that's one thing that you can do, is incorporate an aspect of prayer into your almsgiving. You don't need a priest to have that kind of prayer uttered in your house, just a faithful heart. Now, what else can we do? Understand who it is that you're giving to. If you're using the rice bowl, get to know a little bit about CRS. Where does it go? If you're doing something locally in your community, how does that money go there? How powerful is your money to help certain areas around the world or certain people in your local community? Understand the needs in which you're giving your money over to. You know, I mentioned before in previous podcasts, you know, I saw CRS work in the country I was in West Africa, and it was quite impressive, their work. That's why I feel confident in talking about CRS, from having those sort of lived experience, not just from the giving end, but from the receiving end. So that means that you have to make a sacrifice of your time, an almsgiving of your time. It's not just about money, almsgiving, an almsgiving of your time in relationship to understanding what it is that you're giving your money to. So you can be responsible about it, and you can give with a fuller heart in the faith that our Lord has entrusted you and has inspired you with in this moment of almsgiving in your life during Lent. So you can pray over that money and ask the Lord to bless all those who receive it, but also do the necessary work to understand what you're giving money to. How will people be using that money in the organization? You know, there are many different groups out there locally and globally that may not be good to give money to, but they put forward a good face and a good image. So we have to do the necessary work. And we're in a time now where we can have easy access to these things through the internet and Google searches and et cetera, to become more aware and more understanding of who it is that we are helping and how our money helps them. So we can also pray for them and raise them up, not just with monetary means, but with spiritual needs, both and, not either or, both and. So, you know, I put this challenge, I guess, before all of us as we seek to grow in almsgiving over Lent. Also, become aware of how we can incorporate an awareness within our heart of how our alms can help people. By first praying that the Lord bless all those that receive the alms, but also, who are we giving alms to? What are the needs of the poor in our area? What are the needs of the countries around the world that maybe CRS and et cetera are going to be helping with in terms of the rice? These seem like little things, but remember the little mustard seed. And what happens when one plants and embraces the gift of that little mustard seed? Profound things happen. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you like my podcast, please make sure to click that subscribe button. And if you're on a platform with a like icon, click that like icon. If you want more of my content, head over to my website, thefrankfriar.com. There, my website, thefrankfriar.com. You can find links to my blog post, Catholic Stand article. You can find links to my social media sites, also like YouTube channel, for example. Or you can email me through that website. All this is at thefrankfriar.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by A few minutes each day can change your life during Lent. Ave Maria Press offers booklets for daily devotion, reflection, and more from such best-selling authors as Gary Zemak, Greg Kandra, Father Michael White, and Tom Corcoran, and so many more. Looking for Stations of the Cross booklets or books that are perfect for small groups? We have those too. Head over to AveMariaPress.com and use code LENT20 to get 20% off your order today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.